Slice Audio.
On this episode of Bounce from the Roadhouse, one stingray, two sharks. What do you think happened? We'll let you know. Also, tattoos, drunk words, locust, inventions, and more. While you're here, please subscribe, leave us a review and some stars, and follow us on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search for The Roadhouse Show.
Bounce from the Roadhouse!
Just another manic Monday.
A high school art teacher in Canada is being accused by students and parents of selling his students' artwork online.
I'm extremely disgusted with this person. Unbelievable. Is this the teacher asking for certain type of projects to be done to be able to, you know, sell them?
This is something that they did, that they put their heart and their soul in the artwork. You know, they get an A, a B, a C, or a D on it, but he's getting $118 in his pocket.
It's just another manic Monday.
Yeah, this junior high school art teacher has been having his students do certain art projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's been posting them on his personal website and selling them for $100 a pop.
That's wild. That's outrageous.
I don't know if I like that.
It's basically, you know, a sweatshop of children.
You know, teachers don't make a lot of money, so this is his side hustle. It would be different if he was like, okay, kids, we reach our goal, pizza party for everyone.
Yeah.
What's worse, the teacher that got caught with an OnlyFans or this one?
Probably the, I don't know.
And she had her OnlyFans linked on her personal Instagram. Teachers are supposed to be smarter than this.
I think honestly, probably this one. Because I think the OnlyFans stuff is like, it's not like she's dragging it into school. It's her personal Instagram, and she's wanting to do that on her own time, what she does in her own time.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not like she's wearing a shirt to school that says, follow me on Insta. And then you do, and then you're like, whoa, you know, it's a link to a link to a link kind of thing. No, she's just like, hey, what I do on my off time is my off time, you know, but I am a teacher.
And this guy's dragging the kids into it.
Yes.
This guy's like, I'm selling your art. Let's go, get to work. You know, make some stuff. Let's go, kids.
I'll give you all A's if you give me millions.
Hey, you're pretty good, Mike. Why don't you paint me up a couple more of those eagles on that tree? Yeah. Let's go.
They're on back order.
Yeah, exactly.
This week in science, a North Carolina aquarium has reported that a round stingray named Charlotte, the only member of her species living in her tank, is pregnant. An animal becoming pregnant without a mate, and in this case, at an inland aquarium hundreds of miles from the ocean and thousands of miles from any wild round stingrays, is a pretty interesting event. Troublingly, some aquarium spokespeople have claimed on their social media that a possible explanation is that one of the male sharks, Mo and Larry, in Charlotte's tank, mated with her, which has been widely shared in news outlets around the world. That's your week in science.
So we just learned from our scientist, Brennan, that a stingray was impregnated by a shark.
That's crazy. I didn't think that that could happen.
And what were the sharks' name?
Mo and Larry.
Those naughty boys, man.
Mo and Larry impregnated Charlotte.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I mean, Larry, you can fall in love with anybody, you know?
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No. It's just a species.
I can't wait to see what the baby looks like.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. It's going to be something.
What if Charlotte has the baby? Turns out it's like this huge, deadly shark, and it eats her.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
Well, then, I guess it must have been Shark Week.
So back to these terms. Are you guys ready to learn something?
Teach me, Amy.
The ick.
I know what that is.
What is it?
It's when something grosses you out.
Yeah, the feeling of disgust or dislike.
Sometimes I feel that after the gym.
The ick?
Yeah, well, usually in my book.
Right? It has to be in response to the actions of another person.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I've gotten the ick from people.
I get the ick here every morning.
Do you?
I'm just kidding.
Rude.
I love you guys.
We love you.
What about mid?
Yeah.
I've had some mid fries before.
What's that mean?
Mid is not great. Like, yeah.
They're just okay.
Like mediocre.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good job, you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Use it in a complete sentence.
I went to that restaurant last night, and it was so mid. I've had better.
Your accent even changes when you use these terms.
Or, like, if you're actually sitting there eating them, you're eating them, and you're like, I don't know, guys. These fries are pretty mid.
I like that word.
Yeah.
What about bussin'?
Oh, I know that one because my kids use it.
Really?
Last night's supper, Mom, was bussin'.
Ooh, it's like the opposite of mid, then, right?
Like,
yeah.
You used it last week. You were like, oh, no, my kid's bussin's going to be an hour late.
Oh, that's not that's not how that works. But yeah.
Okay, one more before we take a break. Boobney.
What?
What is a boobney?
That's a grandma.
No.
Oh.
This is something that happens to me. That's funny.
Prove it.
Pimples or a rash caused by your bra.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
The underneath during the summer.
Oh, yeah, like a sweat pimple kind of thing.
Sweat.
Yeah.
It's caused by sweat.
Yeah.
Put that in your language.
But they call it boobney.
Yeah.
Which honestly is more socially acceptable than a sweat pimple.
Okay, let's go through the rest of these terms real quick. Girl dinner.
Oh, that's like a snack. A snack.
Girl dinner?
Yeah. That's like...
Like a cheese board.
Yeah, like a...
What is it called? A kirkshaka board?
Charcuterie board?
That.
I don't even know what to say. But yeah, okay. All right.
A girl snack, okay. Cheat code.
That's what they use on games.
Like a hack, a ploy, or technique that bypasses traditional methods. Wow, Summer.
Sometimes I wish like girls came with cheat codes. You know, like
that would make life too easy.
I'm pretty good now, but like when I was younger, say like when I was a teenager, girls were a little sus, and I could have used a cheat code.
Yeah,
That's true.
We all can use cheat codes in life. That's just needed,
but not in here because we're all bussing, man.
Yeah, bussing.
Cheat. Oh, we already did that. Range anxiety.
What?
Range anxiety, the fear that an electric vehicle battery will run out of power before you get to where you're going.
Oh, I don't have that problem.
These are California kids.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Yeah. No, my excursion be bussing.
And then finally, shacket.
Oh, I know what that
shacket.
Is, too.
Brandon has a shacket. It's a shirt and a jacket. They call it a shacket. I've seen you wear a shacket.
I do?
Yeah. You got a black one.
I have a black shacket.
You wear it on the outside of another shirt.
A zip-up hoodie?
Yeah, that's like that could be considered a shacket.
It's usually a button-up. Oh. Not a hoodie.
Oh. I have a couple shackets.
I do, too. I like it.
You didn't know I did, but sure.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, you just didn't know. And also, I recently bought a coat again.
Oh.
They have cardigans, you know. And now there's a
Western shirt I got.
The coat again.
I love that.
It's a new thing.
That's a fun word. Coat again.
Now you remember.
Yeah, that Western shirt I got that I thought was going to be a jacket. I ordered off Amazon, and it's actually a shirt with buttons on it.
For a toddler.
That is, no, it fits.
Movie quote time. I can't wait to see if Brandon wins like he did last week. That has never happened ever.
Wow. Yeah.
So
well, every
impressed.
Dog has his day. A broke clock is right twice a day.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Here we go. Yep.
So I'm going to play a short clip of a movie, a line, a famous line.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your hands, don't shout out the answer. And then I will know who raised their hand first, and that's who gets to answer first.
Come at me, bro.
Okay. So here is movie quote number one.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Do you need it again? Some are like half
I did
armed,
for a second. I thought it was. But
and then
I don't
put
know.
It back down.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You need the beginning?
Something. I know these things.
A. Few.
Oh.
Brandon.
Yep.
A Few Good Men?
Yes. Yeah. Ding, ding.
It's like Tom Cruise and that other guy.
Yeah.
And I can't remember his name, but he's in
Jack
a lot
Nicholson.
Of movies. Yeah, Jack
Nicholson.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Brandon's on the board with a point. 0 for Summer.
Yeah.
Here is movie quote number 2.
Does it run like on regular unleaded gasoline?
Unfortunately, no. It requires something with a little more kick. Plutonium.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Summer.
Back to the Future.
Yes!
It's my favorite movie.
Which one?
The first one?
Yes, you're correct.
It's my favorite movie.
Summer's on the board! There's a tie, 1-1. We'll be right back.
What the hell? Oh my God, no way,
It's random fact time.
This one's gonna blow you away.
Woo!
Platypuses.
Oh?
Okay. They sweat milk.
What?
Yeah.
First of all, Remind me what a platypus is.
It's like a duck that's not. They've got the duck bill, but it's, I don't know. I can show you a picture. You want me to Google
it? It's in the duck family? So it's a bird.
I believe it is some type of bird, but it looks like a duck and a beaver mated.
Oh, weird.
Oh,
because they've got the beaver tail.
Okay.
Yeah, wasn't there a cartoon?
Yeah, Perry the Platypus.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Kay.
Anyways, platypuses, they sweat milk. This is because they don't have any teats.
Oh, have any what?
Teats.
What's a teat?
Okay, that's when...
Is that a breast?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not what we call ours.
That's what you call them on an animal.
Okay.
So...
the Grand Tetons. What?
Good thing there's no school today.
So, milk appears as sweat on the platypus, but it's an aquatic mammal, so it doesn't actually sweat at all.
This poor animal. Its name, it doesn't have any teeth.
I bet it smells.
It's just, well, yeah, expired.
We're back for part two of Movie Quotes. We currently have a tie that's about to be broken. I can feel it. Okay, I'm going to play a short movie quote. If you're just now joining us, they have to raise their hand, not shout the answer out. First one to raise their hand gets the answer first. Are we ready? In 3, 2, and 1.
There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
Wow, Brandon. What is it?
Crap! It's a League of Their Own.
Yes, good
dang
job.
Dang it, I thought he was going
to
miss it.
All of a sudden was like, I had it, you know, almost skipped my mind.
Are we going to have a tiebreaker? Oh my gosh. So Brandon has 2 points. Summer has 1. Here we go. In 3, 2, put your hands down.
They are.
They are down.
Put them all the way down. Right now.
It's as low as they go. This is up. This is down.
3, 2, 1.
Excuse me. Woo-hoo. Little fella. Oh, big fella. Big whale. Okay. Maybe he only speaks whale.
Summer.
That's Finding Nemo.
It is. I thought you were going to say Finding Dory.
No, Finding Nemo.
Yes, it is, yeah. Finding Nemo. We do have a tie.
I would have not gotten that one until way later in that clip.
That was Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Okay, tiebreaker.
I used to date her wife.
I'm prepared for a tie.
Let's go. anticipation. Bring it on.
This is going to be good. 3, 2, 1.
If you build it, he will come.
I thought Brandon was going to raise his hand first. Summer?
That's Field of Dreams.
Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, it was like they barely even had the words out their mouth. F you. And she put her.
I know.
And I'm like, F
I just,
you.
I literally just watched that not too long ago.
Oh, see, it's been a while since I've seen that movie, but. Yeah.
Boom! Give me back that dang belt.
Well, it's you're not gonna.
It's not
get
a belt.
It, so.
It's a trophy.
It's a trophy now.
No, the belt is TV quotes.
Oh, dang it! Okay,
or TV theme songs.
So okay.
Yeah, get yourself straight.
Gosh. Okay, Summer. I have your walkout music. I have it ready for you.
What am I doing?
Strut your thing. Do your sheep thing.
It is not.
Oh, boy.
Way to go, Summer.
Thanks.
So proud of you.
Way to go.
Did such a good job.
Oh, my gosh.
We want to know how baby Malia's doing.
Fantastic. She is literally a milk monster. I think all she wants to do is eat.
Does she ever cry?
Yeah.
Oh,
she does.
I bet she's beautiful even when she's crying.
At first, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, at first it's kind of cute, and after a while, not as much.
Has she said Amy yet?
No.
Oh. When I was holding her, I thought I heard her say it.
If a thought and a sound of a cry, you know. But I think, she doesn't say anything. But she does get RBF a lot, and which I don't know.
What is RBF?
A resting baby face, and And because all she does is seek the teat, you know, that's it. And then, you know, process what she seeked and put it in a diaper. And we change it. She gets mad and seek the teat and nap because of the teat. And that's it. That's her life.
And how's Megan doing with that?
Well, she's pretty much married to the baby, so that's pretty much it, yeah. I think, actually, the other night, on Valentine's Day night, I took the baby home in the excursion, strapped into a child seat, and Megan went to the grocery store by herself. It was the first time she spent any amount of time without her daughter since she was born, so it was kind of weird for both people.
Did she call and check on her?
No.
She didn't?
No, but it was only about a half hour.
Okay. Well, I brought up earlier about the whole cheerleading thing because listen to this. There's a high school cheerleader who was told to cover up after wearing her school-issued cheer uniform to school.
Mm.
The uniform that the school purchased is inappropriate.
Okay.
Listen.
So I called the school office, and I was told that they are to wear pants under their uniforms at all times. It is a distraction to the boys. I don't feel that that should be a distraction to the boys. Girls have been wearing cheer uniforms issued by the school since I was in high school.
Thoughts?
I think it's ridiculous that girls always get blamed for being a distraction. You know, those boys' singlets could be a distraction to the girls.
A what?
A singlet, that's for wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, the tight little football pants. Oh, gosh, you can't wear those. They need to be baggy because you're a distraction.
You know what else is distracting?
What?
The little short track running shorts.
Yeah, you're just a distraction.
Yeah. Put some pants on under those.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I agree. I think the cheerleading outfits are what they are. They've been that way for a really long time. I think the ones that don't need to be are the volleyball ones.
Oh, yeah.
The volleyball shorts. I don't understand why they need to be so short or whatever.
It's like the bottom of a bikini.
And maybe there's a reason, and if somebody described it to me, I'd better understand, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, like, same. Why are your booty shorts or whatever they are? And so maybe there's a reason there. I don't know. But the cheerleading uniform, I kind of get or whatever, because that I don't get, but at least it's been that way forever and you're a cheerleader. You know what I mean? But to sit there and say you as a girl have to cover up because these boys are distracted is kind of maybe just change the uniforms as a whole. You know,
I just looked up the volleyball one. Their freedom of movement is maximized with shorts that are fully short. They especially like the feeling of shorts that are tightly bound around their hips with no leg coverage. Their joints at the hips and knees are fully free. They also enjoy the tight form-fitting grasp of their butts.
Hey, I think there's
I need a cigarette after reading.
There's a way to grasp that same concept with a little bit. Like, I wear shorts to the gym, and I feel like I've got 100% mobility.
Right.
No, shorts are not the reason I can't move. And I don't know. I mean, that's just me, but, I mean, cheerleading outfits are the same thing.
I wonder if there's some girls that don't play volleyball because of those shorts.
Mm-hmm. It could very well could be.
I wouldn't want to wear that.
On the man's side of the thing, that was one of the deciding factors why I never wrestled.
Yeah.
They were like, go ahead, chubby, jump up in that singlet. And I was like, not going to happen. No, sir.
Let's go, Mary Killer Mates. Brandon's up.
Brandon.
Oh, crap.
I picked these specifically for you.
Okay.
And they are professional women wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of singlets earlier.
Let's go.
Here we go.
So he's got to pick who he's going to marry, who he's going to kill, and who he's going to mate.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go right up my alley.
Okay. I put a link on our page so you can click on it and look at their picture.
Okay.
Okay. Daria Baronito. Baronado? I don't know how to say your name.
All right. Okay. Let's click on that one. Okay. This is going great.
Okay.
Right now. This is, yes.
Kaneko Yuri.
Well, that looks like D-Ray's wife. Huh. That's awkward.
I didn't know she was a wrestler.
Well,
next one is China.
Oh. Okay. I know China.
Yeah, she's pretty famous.
Dope.
Well, who are you going to mate? Who are you going to marry? Who are you going to kill?
Well, I just found out my list got easier.
A what?
China is dead.
Oh, what?
Is so, she? China passed away, unfortunately, sadly, back in, it looks like, April 20th of 2016.
Oh, wow. Oh, I should have done better research.
Uh-huh. So, unfortunately, I guess she already did the part of my list that I don't have to think about. Oh, my God.
Okay.
So, but...
Awkward.
I guess I've just got to decide the other two. Well, I don't want to marry D-Ray's wife because, you know, he already did. But so that means I'm going to marry, and I already, when I seen her, that that first chick, what's
Daria?
Her name? Daria Baronato. We don't know how to say her last name anyway, so we might as well change it. So I'm going to marry her. Daria Jones.
She's beautiful.
Gosh, darn it, is she ever. Son of a gun.
You
look
know,
at
she
kind of
looks like Megan.
Yeah. Yeah.
She does.
Yeah. Man, maybe her and Megan could, like, work out together or something. Anyway,
so you're going to mate D-Ray's wife?
Well, I mean...
I'm going to go tell him that's real screwed up.
In the love of the game. You know what I mean? But it really does look like D-Ray's wife.
Yeah.
Does it not?
Yeah, I could see that.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, but I'm marrying Daria for sure.
Okay.
Like, in real life, I'm going to slide into her DMs. I'm going to see what she's up to.
All right.
My gosh, she's good looking. Look at those eyes. I wonder if she does, like, give wrestling tips. Holy crap.
You want to put her in a chokehold?
No. I want her to put me in a chokehold. So, the teacher is selling the kids' artwork. You said what grade again? It's like
junior high school.
Yeah. Junior high kids. They're pretty good artists, right? They're not like elementary kids, right? They're pretty decent.
They're finding their passions
at this
point.
Could be good art. Abstract, some. And he's selling them. Now, here's my thought. If they're not quite current kids, like if little Timmy isn't making the art, and then little Timmy goes home for the weekend and then comes back on Monday, can't find his painting, because little Miss Johnson or Mr. Johnson, whatever, sold the artwork over the weekend. If that's not the case... And it's like at the end of the year, kids have left. They didn't take their artwork with them. And his only two options are throw in the dumpster or hang it up on the wall. And then he decides, you know what? Some of these are actually pretty good. I think I'm just going to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost not against it.
Really?
Yeah, whatever. I get that part.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I'm almost not against it. Hey, look, if he's reached out and said, hey, kids, I've told you multiple times, don't forget your artwork. It's in your bin. Do not forget to take your canvases you've made. These are your art. Please take them home multiple weeks. And a little Timmy goes home without his canvas that he painted and worked really hard on. And it's there. And he goes home. And then then here comes whatever. It's the summertime. He has to come in and clean his little art room, right? He's left with all these kids painting. What's he supposed to do with them? Throw them in the dumpster?
Or he goes on a family vacation to the Louvre. And sees his art on the wall worth millions.
Okay. Well,
there's that.
How would
too.
You feel about that?
I'd be like, that's my painting, and my art teacher sold it for $100. And I'd be like, dang.
Sit next to
I
the
wish
Mona
I would have picked up my stinking artwork out of my art class like he told me to. You know?
Lesson learned.
Am I wrong here or what? Am I right? Summer, you're getting a tattoo today. It's not of a cat.
No, it's not of a cat.
But what is it of?
It's of... okay. It's of a two-headed calf skull.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like a calf?
A like calf. Like a cow.
Like a cow?
Yep.
So it's two calves...
No.
Or two heads...
Two heads.
Of a cat...
Of one calf.
Of a baby cow.
Yep.
On your calf?
On my thigh.
I was really confused there for a second. So you've got two heads of a baby cow on your thigh.
Yes.
But it's a calf, like
yes.
a baby cow calf.
Yes.
But it's a double-headed one.
Yep. So
why?
Because it's about duality, and it's just, there's a lot of meaning behind it that I could go into, I guess.
I'm a little confused.
Hold
it took a second for me just to understand what the heck you said. two. I'm getting a double calved. First, I thought you were getting a cow on each calf. And I'm like, cowboys love fat calves. And so I was like, I guess I don't know as if I've ever even seen your calves.
So they're pretty big. But the meaning behind the two-headed calf, it encourages people to reflect on the concept of acceptance.
Okay.
So like, find beauty in everything.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, I have this whole idea planned for my leg.
Okay.
And I'm going to eventually have, so I'm going to get my calf skull today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a gator skull.
Oh.
And I'm going to get a jackalope.
Okay. And these all have different meanings.
Yep.
I'm still a little confused why you wouldn't get the calf skulls on your calf.
Because it's going to be too big. Calf the placement.
On your calf.
Placement is
too big. So you got little calves.
Not huge calves, but my thigh is definitely bigger than my calf.
Huh. Wish I could say the same. Just kidding.
But yeah, it's all got meaning. I also have a ton of different house plants.
On your leg?
It will be, so eventually I will have, like I said, the calf skull, the gator skull, the jackalope skull, and then all of my house plants that I actually physically own will be on my leg.
Yeah, that's a lot. And you know what's weird about the thing about tattoos and houseplants are houseplants you can repot. You know what I mean? You can take them out of one pot and put them in another pot.
Uh-huh.
Tattoos, you can't do that.
No,
they're permanent. You know what I mean? And that's where, like, I mean, I've got tats. I got tattoos on parts of my body all over.
Yes, we've shared some of them.
And I've got no tattoos on certain parts of my body. And I've got really strong opinions about tattoos. And maybe we'll get into it later, but we do also have like a Roadhouse 5 coming up too.
Yes, we do.
All right, it's time for our Roadhouse 5 top 5 worst tattoos.
The Roadhouse.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And I'll start us off. Number 5. Matching tattoos. You know, like when you and your friend get the same tat?
Yeah, yeah. I have fallen victim to that one.
Bazinga.
Number 4, face tattoos.
There's certain people with certain tats, you know, I'm not talking to that individual unless he approaches me in a kind manner.
Yes, absolutely.
She, you know. Number 3, only God can judge me, or YOLO tattoos.
Well, because you know, more than just God is judging you on your tattoos.
Yeah, that's put there for a reason, you know, self-reflection. Anyway.
Number 2, tribal tattoos.
Hey, what the? Hey, that's cool.
I mean, come on. They're a little dated.
I was young. It looks dated. And number 1, top 5 worst tattoos. What the? Hey, hold on. Lovers' names. What a hold on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's time for Truth or Tales.
Summer, you are up this week for Truth or Tales. So you share your story. Us as listeners are going to figure out if you're a fibber or if you're telling the truths.
Okay.
So fire away. What do you got going on?
Okay. So, just a little bit ago, got to go back a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks ago, I got my belly button...
Truth.
...re-pierced. Yes, truth. Okay. That part is true.
Seen to.
And you have to wait so many weeks before you can change it, whatever, blah, 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 blah. This morning, I was like, woke up early, was ready to come to work and do the thing. And I was like, maybe I should change my belly button ring. And I was like, oh, no, I know it hasn't quite been enough time yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Because we all know. I mean, mine, I know when I got mine done, I had to wait.
Yeah, you have to wait.
So I'm just kidding.
But anyway, so just a little while ago, I go into the bathroom to go potty. And I go to pull down my jeans and I hear this ting. Ting, ting, ting.
Whoa.
And I was like, what the heck? Look down, and my belly button ring fell out onto the floor.
Yuck.
And I was like, what the heck? Why?
Thankfully, it wasn't in the toilet.
I am very grateful for that.
Might have honestly been cleaner. Don't know.
And so I had to, I've put my, cleaned it off, washed it off, put my belly button ring back in, but I couldn't find the top part that screws on to keep it in place.
The little ball
or whatever. Yeah, the little ball that hooks it all together. So I had to use my tongue ring, take my tongue ring out and use that ball
Wow.
to keep it closed.
Oh, I was thinking you put your tongue down there, and I'm thinking tail because I'm looking at you. Now I get it. Oh.
So, is this a truth or a tale?
Like, did that just happen?
Did that just happen? Truth or tale?
Wow. Well, let us know. Text, open mic. How do you feel about this situation? Did that just happen? Did we just become best friends? I don't know. I'm just kidding. The year is 2024.
Yes, sir.
All right. Technology is at an all-time high.
Sure is.
My phone's got face recognition on it. I can look at my phone. I can even talk to my phone and be like, hey, said name. We all know what it's called because it's an Apple product.
Yeah, yeah.
And then say something and it'll respond. Mm-hmm. Sometimes making me feel dumb. Sometimes it sounds dumb. Sometimes we argue. Whatever. Technology is wild right now. People can have their whole homes programmed, turning on lights, turning them off.
Speaking of that. Well, just go hand in hand with that. So I take care of my second job when I work my night shifts.
Yeah, take care of somebody, yeah.
He has everything programmed through a
device.
And all he's got to say is, blah, 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 turn on counter lights. Blah, 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 turn on fan.
Open the blinds.
It's amazing. And I'm just gosh, I can't.
Here we are, right? Wow. Look at the world. The future is now. Yet, for some reason, the temperature in these studios, we can't seem to figure out why we can't find a happy medium, even a smedium.
There is one, but you have to be very, very, very precise.
My beard hairs are too thick to find the division that is between the thermostat.
Between 74 and 75.
Studio 3B holds the thermostat that holds the key to life. And we're talking molten lava. It's kind of like a hot pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the difference in a hot pocket and microwaving it. And like you throw that hot pocket in for whatever, 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes 2 minutes and 1 second, you're burning your mouth.
Yes.
But at 2 minutes, the center's still frozen. Yep. And somewhere in that 1 second, whink, a lot of stuff changes.
Same what happens. Popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn, same way, right?
Yep.
It'll go ping, and you're like, oh, no. I should have pulled it out before it said ping, because now everything's burnt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this thermostat's at. A second ago, we were dealing with molten lava feelings in here.
Yep.
We had allowed our hot pocket. I was literally sweating a bra in here on my shirt. And I'm like, why are we, is this a sauna? What are we doing in here? Why am I sweating sitting? And you went over and breathed onto the thermostat. You went, onto it to get it down. And now I feel the cold air.
Yep.
And it feels good.
But give it 5 minutes and it's going to get too cold.
Which will be perfect for me.
But
I'll notice it is chilly, which is perfect for me, but I'll know it's too cold. So random idea is, I don't know. What are we doing here? Random ideas. Why can't we have just a normal thermogenic situation inside the anything, house, home, whatever? What's going on? I've got people in the forced air situation, furnace businesses.
HVAC?
HVAC and situations. And I know they might have even been the ones that hooked up said situations in here. And I'm sure they walked away from this going, that ain't going to work.
Mm.
And I'm sure they're laughing at me right now.
Probably.
Son of a...
It's time for Truth or Tales.
Summer, recap us on the story of the belly button, the piercing, it falling into the toilet.
It did not fall into the toilet. Okay, so about give or take, you know, a month ago, a couple days, I don't know how long it's been, honestly.
Yeah.
I went and got a couple new piercings, and my belly button happened to be one of them. And this morning I was thinking about, I could probably change my belly button ring. And then I was like, oh, no, I don't think it's been long enough. So I didn't. Just 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, mm-hmm. I went to go to the bathroom. And, you know, you do your thing, you pull your pants down, and I hear this tink, tink.
Uh-oh.
Look down. I no longer have a belly button ring.
Whoa.
It is laying on the floor.
Thank goodness on the floor.
So I picked it up, washed it with soap and water, and popped it right back in. Didn't feel a thing. It was fine. And I realized I did not have the top ball to my belly button ring.
See, I'd have licked it off with my mouth. I'd have just been...
No. Anyhow, so I had to be MacGyver about this.
MacGyver.
and I took out my tongue ring and used the ball from my tongue ring.
Hope it don't explode.
And use that to close up my belly button ring. Is this a truth or a tale?
Well, what? Hold on. Do the balls even match up out of
They're
your mouth?
Different colors, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they different sizes?
It is a little bit bigger than what it should
be. Well, the open mics and the text messaging all say it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's saying this just happened. It's true. 100%. I think I'm just going to go with them. I'm going to go with straight belly button intuition here. I'm going to say it's true as well.
It is absolutely true.
Wow.
So
you hold up. Let's back the bus up. So you went in the bathroom to do number one or two, doesn't matter.
Number one.
And your thingy fell on the ground, your belly button piercing.
Yeah.
You licked it off.
I did not lick it off.
Essentially, you took a ball out your tongue ring.
Uh-huh.
Is the tongue ring still in your mouth?
No.
And then you took the ball out your mouth and put it on your belly button
ring that was on the
bathroom floor.
I washed it with soap and hot water. It'll be just fine.
Sure. Dirty old belly button.
Gross.
Sick. Disgusting. True.
It's back in the day in the RC Trivia. How well do you know
Rapid City, South Dakota?
Take us on an adventure, D-Ray.
Yes.
It's time for Back in the Day in the RC Trivia. He's going to give us a location, what it is and possibly now. You got to guess what it was back in the day.
Yep. This one is not that difficult.
Cool.
Okay, it's now a place to purchase a spa. But back in the day, this Omaha Street location sold something just as relaxing, but a lot louder. What was it? It's now a place to purchase a spa. You got this. You're a Rapid City guy. You remember this one. Mm-hmm. Now a place to purchase a spa, but back in the day, this Omaha Street location sold something just as relaxing, but a lot louder. What was it?
I am Summer Day, and here is your scoop. Match group-owned apps, including Tinder and Hinge, are designed to addict users and lock them into a perpetual pay-to-play loop, according to a new proposed class-action lawsuit filed in California. The hidden algorithms that drive users' addiction to the apps run counter to the company's claims that its products are meant to help people find and establish offline relationships. Hinge markets itself as an app that's designed to be deleted. Six plaintiffs allege that the apps violate consumer protection and other laws and are purposely addictive, with Match doing everything in its power to capture and sustain paying subscribers and keep them on app. Users are allegedly baited into continually upgrading their subscriptions and paying for bonus features that promise to give them a better shot at finding love, but in reality, only boost the company's bottom line. And that's your scoop.
So, D-Ray, I think we've strung it on long enough.
We've milked this for all it's worth.
But I'm excited about it because I know this and I've got a good story about it. Go ahead.
It's now a place to purchase a spa, but back in the day, this Omaha Street location sold something just as relaxing but a lot louder. What was it? It was the original location of Black Hills Harley-Davidson.
I loved it.
Yeah.
So back in high school, I used to run parts like summertime for like Courtesy Subaru up on Campbell Street. And I'd be up and down Omaha constantly, running across town, back and forth, getting stuff from Napa, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
All over town. Well, that took me right by Black Hills Harley-Davidson during the rally.
Yeah.
And that, in high school, was awesome because it's bikes and chicks.
Yep, exactly.
A couple of my favorite things.
Yep.
Aside from food.
Well, there you go.
You know?
Food, bikes, and chicks.
I'm like, hello. And they had all that. And so that's, I think, why all, and I'm 99% sure, all of that extra stuff where now like the farmer's market stuff is.
Yeah.
They have all those sidewalks and stuff right next to where it used to be Harley-Davidson is all built there.
Yeah, exactly.
They'd have just vendor stuff set up and everything. It was awesome.
Yeah, and then in the early aughts, they moved into the new location. Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Which is way bigger.
Oh, yes.
And
it's massive.
Massive and
it's,
and
it's like, nice. I think it's like one of the biggest in the United States, if I'm not mistaken. It's huge.
Well, they made it a location. They probably were like, you know, this is crazy that we are Black Hills Harley-Davidson. We have the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and this is our Harley-Davidson shop.
Yeah.
You know, we should probably build something bigger. And it's
and right off the interstate, too.
And they did.
Real smart.
And it was awesome. Well, congratulations if you won something. And thank you, D-Ray.
Hey, congratulations if you won something.
And I always won in high school when I cruised by.
Right.
I felt like.
Look at this dude.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fun and exciting time of the week where we are graced and with exciting. The presence of D-Ray, ladies and gentlemen. What it is, bro.
How are you, my friend? How's the little one?
Oh, little one's great.
Cool.
Doing good. Doing really good. But I've been lonely here at work, essentially.
Yeah, where is everybody?
I don't know. Well, Amy's at home. Poor, I think little Michael's sick. Aww. That's not good.
Nah.
Summer's, she's getting a tattoo, something about a couple of calves on her thigh or something like that.
Or a couple of thighs on her calves.
Something,
yeah, something
like that.
That.
I don't remember.
Who knows? Yeah. I'm sure it has special meaning to her.
So yeah.
Anyway, wait, ready for what do we want to do here?
Let's do some dummy.
Okay, dummy of the day. Well, this happened, I believe, in Texas.
Nice.
There is a gal, a teenager, well, late teen, 18-year-old woman. Her name is Anna Hardrick,
uh-huh.
And she was working at a car wash. Okay, and she's working. And you know, it's one of these odd. There's a few car washes in Rapid now. I don't know if you noticed that they have a few of them built here. It's one of those nicer ones where you know you drive into it and they guide you in and they get you on the conveyor and it pulls your car through. You go, you know, put it in neutral. They give you the little towel to wipe off your dash. One of those sorts of places.
Yep.
Well, she would do that, and then one of her job was to do the pre-soak with the power washer. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So she's pre-soaking, and there's a video of this, and it's gone viral. She's pre-soaking. All of a sudden, the people in the car, it's like a white Nissan or something like that. The woman at the wheel rolls down her window, throws a big cup of lemonade on Anna. Just throws a cup of lemonade on her.
What in the world?
So, what do you think Anna does?
I don't know.
Well, this is the lesson of the dummy of the day. Don't bring a cup of lemonade to a power washer fight.
Yeah,
she has this look on her face that starts with like kind of like, you know, WTF, what? And then boom, she just fires it inside the car, and you see them try to roll up their window. The window's power,
you
can't get it up high, fast enough. There's just water everywhere.
Oh yeah.
So people are asking her, oh my God, you know, what did your bosses say and things like that? Well, the bosses reviewed the video,
uh-huh.
And they banned the couple in the car for life.
Yes.
For doing that. They didn't even like reprimand her. It wasn't like, this is going in your permanent file. No, nothing like that, right?
Wow.
Yeah. It's if you can catch the video, it is absolutely amazing, especially because awesome. They just throw it in there. Now, I was talking to some friends of mine about this, and the one thing that's missing here is like, wait a second, this can't be a random act. There has to be more to this story.
Like a prelude. Like a reason.
Like, you know, Anna, like, with the girl's boyfriend, or that they have a history. I mean, if it's a random act, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's, but...
Rude,
and everything like that, but, I mean, there's got to be more to this story, man.
There's got to be.
Yeah, but, and so, you know, don't do that. Don't throw...
The people in the car have to come forward and be like... She was our babysitter and whatever, and became now more than our babysitter something. Now she's washing cars and we found her.
Maybe something.
I don't know.
Otherwise, the people in the car are just idiots. They're just dummies.
And, you know, that answers the age-old question. When you get lemons, life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Uh-huh.
What happens when life throws lemonade at you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you power wash the people,
really.
I guess.
When life gives you a power washer, you win.
Yes.
The word drunk. Did you know there's 546 different ways to say this?
Wow. That seems like a lot.
I know. 546? How many can you think of right now? Drunk?
I mean, I could probably get to a dozen.
Wasted.
Maybe 15 if I try, but I don't know. Yeah, schnockered, sloshed, sideways, twisted. Loose.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Liquored up.
Yeah.
Most of them are British terms.
Out getting spedunked. I don't, just, you start making something up, you know.
Listen to some of these. Blattered, that's number one.
What?
Blattered? Never heard that. Never heard most of these. Mullered, pickled.
Okay, yeah.
Cabbaged, yeah. Sozzled.
Sozzled? No.
Fuddled, pleuthered, corned, skunked,
yep.
Squiffed. Stonkered. Wow, these are in alphabetical
stonkered.
Order. Trousered.
Hmm.
Beery.
Beery.
Yeah. Beliquored.
I mean.
Bingoed. Jeremiah'd. Wonder who Jeremiah is. Pificated. Schnookered.
Boy, you got to be drunk to be pificated, don't you think?
Crapulous and slap happy. Slap happy, I thought, was when you're tired.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, there's a full list.
That 546 seems like about 100 in you got drunk and forgot and restarted. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, I forgot, where were we? 99 bottles of beer on the wall kind of thing, you know?
I forgot what this is called.
Are we going to start the list over? And then tomorrow when you woke up, you're like, we got 546 words here.
Do you think Harry and Meghan get pickled?
Yeah.
And then they have different languages? Is there a barrier there?
I don't know.
It causes some problems?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. I mean, maybe they get like their true self. Like, I bet you Harry is like proper, you know, no, Meghan, I can't do that. I'm sorry. And then she like sneaks a little whiskey in his tea. All of a sudden he's like, hey, Meghan, you want to get in the bedroom and get a little naughty?
She's like, no, let's go get hammered.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I would like to go get bingoed.
Yeah, I would like to go get bingoed. I would like to go get Irish setted.
I would like to go get pickled at the pub.
I would like to go get foxhound.
She's like, no, I just want to go shoot some pool.
Mm-hmm.
We just learned that the English language has 546 different words for being drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. But none of them are on our Roadhouse 5. Top 5 words that sound like they mean being drunk, but don't.
The Roadhouse.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Number 5, Roadhouse.
Yeah. Number 4, Nutter Buttered.
Let's go get Nutter Buttered.
Yeah, let's go get a little Nutter Buttered.
Let's go down to Murphy's and get Nutter Buttered. Number 3, Brandon Jones.
Yeah, good luck keeping up with that one. Yeah. Number 2, pickleballed. Huh? You want to go get pickleballed?
No, we want to go play pickleball.
Oh, yeah? Well, somebody's getting paddled.
And finally, number 1 of top 5 words that sound like they mean being drunk, but don't. How about this one? Home sliced.
Home sliced. Let's go get it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Alexa, play song quiz.
Choose a music genre.
Stay at home party.
Starting your stay at home party game. Player 1. Question 1. For 10 points. Name the song title and artist.
So easy.
Yo, I told you, you can't touch this.
MC Hammer can't touch this.
Pow. You got the full 20 points. Player 2. Question 1. For 10 points. Name the song title and artist.
Give me a good one.
Take me home.
John Denver, Country Road.
Kerching.
Boom.
You got the full 20 points. Your score is 20. Player 1, for 10 points.
Pump Up the Jam by the Dectronics.
You got the title for 10 points. The artist was Technotronic. Player 2.
Taylor Swift.
The song was Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo.
Alexa, pause. We'll be back for the second portion of Song Quiz in just a moment.
And now it's time for your Tech Minute. Mixing water with electronics is bad. Mixing water with uncooked rice is good. So what about mixing uncooked rice with waterlogged cell phones? You've probably heard the hack about putting wet cell phones in rice, especially if you've panicked after dropping your phone in any kind of water. But Apple is warning you not to do it. iPhones are more sophisticated than they used to be, and some can handle certain levels of water. They now have a liquid detection warning that tells you if your USB-C port gets wet. There are things you can do. Dry the phone with a cloth and tap the phone gently to drain water from the ports. Leave the phone in a dry area with airflow and avoid putting cables inside until it's completely dry. But they say, don't insert a foreign object, such as a cotton swab or paper towel, into the connector. And don't put your iPhone in a bag of rice. Doing so could allow small particles of rice to damage your iPhone. And that was today's Tech Minute.
Alexa, continue.
Player 1, question 3, for 10 points.
You can love me back, baby. You can love me back.
I Love You Better by Antiperspirants. What?
The song Miley. Was Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
Player 2.
Freaking Me Out by Joe Blow.
The song was Heat Waves by Glass Animals. Your score is 20. Player 1.
Freaking Me Out, Alicia Keys.
The song was Kill Bill by SZA.
Oh,
your
yeah.
Your score is 30.
And who is
Player
Alicia
two.
Keys?
Question 4 for 20 points.
Champagne by Justin Timberlake.
The song was That's What I Like by Bruno Mars. Your score is 20. It's time for the song quiz bonus round. Player 1. Question 5 for 40 points.
Busy by the Street Boys back.
Bad.
The song was I Ain't Worried by One Republic. Your score is 30.
Close.
Player 2.
We're not doing
question 5 for 40 points.
Give me a black card. Who's there what we're doing with rap? Man couldn't sell out a show after all them years of doing a cat sprinter.
I have no idea. Your mom.
Oh. Got him.
The song was Sprinter by Dave. Your score is 20. Player 1 got 30 points. Player 2 got 20 points. Player 1 won with 30.
Yeah,
hurrah.
Boy.
This riot.
Thanks for stopping by. You guys are out of practice.
Whatever. So we had murder hornets during the pandemic that were kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's been a couple other bugs that have been freaking people out.
Oh, yeah.
And now there's a locust that's coming back.
Locust.
Locusts.
Yeah.
It's a, how you say a bunch of locusts, or is it just locust?
I believe you don't even have to enunciate the T, but I don't know.
You know, it's one of those words, after you say it a certain amount of times, it starts to sound like you're saying it wrong. Locust.
It's just locust, I believe. Locus. But, you know, I'm not a professional locust guy. To be honest, I don't. I've probably walked by a dozen of them.
Can we just call them a grasshopper?
No, because I think they're different.
I don't think so. They look just like a grasshopper to me.
I think they make a lot more noise.
Do they really?
But I don't know.
Because they travel in packs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, so do grasshoppers.
They're starting to eat all the food. They could take all the food from us.
Yeah.
And how do they stay so small? They're eating all this food.
Probably comes one in and goes out the other, I'm
guessing.
Fast
metabolisms?
Apparently.
Maybe there's something to this.
Mm.
Instead of having surgeries and going on diets.
We just eat the locust.
We need to just look inside the locust body and maybe mimic that.
Swallow a whole live locust and he's inside there eating what you eat. You swallow a piece of cake, he eats it, and it just disappears.
Nasty.
It just goes into the locust disappearance.
Why don't we capture all of the locusts and serve them in restaurants worldwide? Could be a new delicacy.
Well, I mean, that's cool. I'll probably go to a different restaurant.
What's your special tonight, sir? We got locust salad.
Yeah, locust lasagna.
Locust rib.
Yeah. Locust rib. I'll have to get 1,000 of those if I could, please.
Leg of locust.
That's a lot. Do they even have ribs? You gotta assume. Are they on the plate? I don't see them anywhere. Yeah.
Here's your magnifying glass.
I can't see them.
For your locust ribs.
I'm gonna need my bifocals that I don't have.
Tongue of locust.
Did they fly away? I can hear them, but I just can't see these locust ribs.
Fly away.
aren't the locusts the ones that sound like your power's about to go out in the summertime? You're like, what is that noise? Is it? And it's like, gah, off in the distance. And you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
And then there's always that wise guy by the fire.
That's those locusts.
Sounds like it's time to purge.
That's just one of those old locusts. I got a couple of them in the backyard. And you don't know. I don't know.
Until you get up the next day and all your corn's gone.
You go over and shake the tree trying to get it to shush. I don't know.
How do you get it? It's just a bunch of raid or what?
Just his buddy starts doing the same thing. You got two of them. They like harmonize.
How about we bring in the murder hornets and see if they'll fight him?
I think it sounds like a great, like a cage match. Ladies and gentlemen, now the battle that we've all been waiting
Division
for.
Division one.
On your side in the green shorts, Locust. And over here in the looks like a bumblebee kind of short looking thing is the murder hornet. And ding, 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 you know. Hit your hand things or
they
whatever
have
you call
out
them.
Music.
Yeah. Flutter your wings and start. You know, I don't know.
Be awesome. Checking for mouth guards. Yeah. That's a busy job.
Hello? I am a locust. Louis the locust. Why I have a French accent is none of your concern. What should concern you is that we locusts are back. Yes, back to frighten humans and devour your crops. Just like the Bible, baby. We are the OG, original grasshopper. But actually, locusts treat people like kings. Or should I say pharaohs? Hey, don't blame us for the plagues of pestilence. We just cause mass starvation. Oh, I can hear you now. We'll just spray pesticides on you and kill you, Mr. Locust. Well, enjoy the cancer. Au revoir, suckers.
This might look like a harmless grasshopper, but under the right conditions, it has an explosive dark side. Locusts can live like this for generations, until something sets them off. In the arid regions around the world where locusts make their homes, the trigger is often a hard rain, especially following a drought. That deluge makes plants flourish.
Teaching the kids on the way to school. Next scary movie could be about locusts.
Could be. The Loke.
They sound absolutely terrifying.
The Locust.
The Locust.
In theaters this fall. Are you safe when you go in the yard?
One man, 1 million locusts.
He just wanted to check the shed until the Locust.
Honey, what is that noise outside?
I don't know, sweetheart. Let me go check.
And he never came home.
Where are you? Where are you?
She went to check again, and she never came back either.
Mommy, Mommy, where are you? Daddy?
The locusts were hungry.
And then the child was raised by the locusts.
And it was a locust baby.
They had a baby together.
That also ate the grass or weeds or whatever.
And everybody's corn.
And made noises like.
And then the baby taught the locust how to play cornhole and they never ate corn again.
And then the baby's friend came over.
Hi, Rebecca, do you want to play?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have bad dreams tonight.
Oh, yeah. The locust baby. Theaters this fall.
Saw and the Locust combined into one movie. Do you want to play a game?
The Locust Game.
Hey, hey! It's time to let the cat out.
Here's your weekly recap of all your Hollywood idiots. The cat is out of the bag.
Kevin Costner wants to build a film studio in Utah. That's crazy, I know. But look what happened after he built a baseball field in a cornfield.
Yeah.
You never know.
If you build it, they will come. And he does have a lot of wives.
He does.
Yesterday would have been Robert Kardashian's 80th birthday. He's celebrating by rolling over in his grave after remembering exactly how his daughter became famous.
Britney Spears says being single is awesome. She wants to pump her fist too, but, you know, straitjacket.
O.J. Simpson said he's doing well despite his cancer prognosis. He says with proper treatment, he'll be able to murder it. Sorry, I mean, beat it.
Russell Crowe revealed he broke both legs while filming Robin Hood. Nowadays, the only legs Russell Crowe damages are turkey legs.
Rod Stewart sold his song catalog for $100 million, believe it or not. He also announced that thanks to bone density loss for aging, he's now 60% hair.
And finally, Nike will lay off 1,700 employees. Human Resources initially refused, but the CEO said, just do it.
Swoosh. And that is the cat news
out of the bag.
Hey, Dr. BJ. How's it going?
Well, good morning. It's really good to see you guys. How's little Michael doing?
He's doing great. He's getting better. He had the flu. Lots of coughing.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing, Dr. BJ?
I'm doing great. I'm fantastic.
Did you straighten your beard?
Uh-huh. Kind of, yeah.
You kind of look like ZZ Top today.
You like that? Yeah. I'm getting fancied up for, the ladies. Are you ready? You want me to give some love advice?
Sure. You smell like burnt hair and...
Well, it got a little hot on me. I guess I should have turned it down. And apparently straightening out gray hair is not okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, fire it up, Dr. BJ, if you want to.
Let's
go! I just want more.
More of what?
Never mind.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
I don't know what she wants.
I wish he would just figure it out.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's time, of the year when you and your lady are starting to fall off your New Year's resolution. Or maybe there are a long-lost memory already. So, as a man, you cannot bring this up. And I repeat, you cannot bring this up to your lady unless you use tactful wording. Like, hey, babe, I was thinking I really fell off the wagon on this New Year's resolution. Can you help me get back on the wagon? Yeah, you see what I did there? Or maybe you can say something like, I don't think I did that good this year again on my New Year's resolution, babe. But can you help me keep track and help me keep trying and hold me accountable, babe? Can you help me? See what I did there? You're blaming yourself. But in all reality, it was her the whole time. Yeah, you see. Now, the only way this could backfire is if she knows and she catches you. And if she does... Oh, boy. You're in deep. And that's a no sandwich for all.
No, come on, you idiots.
Hey, I said no sandwich. I didn't. What are you? You know I like it when you hit me. Yeah.
I'm not going to do it anymore.
I'm going to say sandwich one more time.
No!
Come on.
Get out!
Hit me.
Get out of here.
All right, hit me one more time. I'm Dr. BJ. And if loving another is wrong, then I don't want to be right.
When you think of a post-it note, do people have to have it? No. Is it convenient? Yes. A great invention that I wish I would have invented.
Yeah.
I believe somebody in the Midwest invented the post-it note.
Am I mistaken to think that they were actually after trying to invent like the strongest super glue and it didn't work? And so they ended up having the stickiness of the post-it note instead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I mean, obviously I'm a little off on maybe on
genius.
That story, but they were like, oh, I'll sidestep and make a post-it note. But yeah, there's all sorts of cool.
The internet.
I never would have gotten that far.
Ice cubes.
I might have gotten there.
Yeah.
My inventions are so far-fetched, but maybe, I mean, the internet probably was a far-fetched idea, and then here we are.
I know. Yeah.
The iPad, you know, kind of a thing. Like, when that came around, people were like, that's stupid. We don't even need that.
And how did they think of the internet?
I don't know.
How did they come up with that?
I don't know.
Because it's so out there. When it didn't exist, how do you think up that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, or even the like back when they first started the telephone and like, hello, are you there? You know, like, why even...
The fax machine. I wish I could send you this piece of paper through the phone.
Yeah, why?
By George, I think we can.
If there was a way I could send you this paper and then it prints on your end.
It's magical.
It's like a message in a bottle.
And now
we
just email things.
Yeah. Now it's like, why would you fax me something? You're
dumb.
That
was dumb. That was so stupid.
Yeah, you're dumb. Don't do that, please. There's all sorts of inventions. You go back to the simplest, the chair. or the wheel, or
you know,
the automobile.
One of the latest inventions I love is Lume. Is that what it's called? It's the body deodorant.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well, I don't know.
Last 72 hours of deodorant on your body anywhere?
If you need to go 72 hours without showering.
Well, people that go camping.
Okay. But if I'm out camping, the last thing on my mind is, I wonder what I smell like. I'm out there to take it all in. Out here camping with me, we're going to stink.
You're out there rolling in the dirt, aren't you?
We're going to smell like the outdoors. We're not out there going, "Daw, you smell so good. How do you still smell like lavender?" You know, I'm out camping. Probably smell like woods, I hope. But I don't think I'm like, "Hey, come over here and check me. Do I stink?" I hope I do. I've been out camping. I don't know.
I'm not camping next to you ever.
I smell like campfires. Probably what it smells like.
Bring some Lume for you.
I'm not going to use it.
Or whatever it's called.
They want you to rub it all up in your dun-dun-duns and everything. Down by the places nobody goes.
Yeah.
Nobody's down there. Why am I? What? Studio 4B. And I'm not by myself anymore because Amy's in here. But where have you been? Michael's sick. And anything else?
I've been moving into an apartment.
That's sick.
I know.
You like it?
I love it.
We don't want to tell everybody where the apartment is, but you could talk about the apartment.
I love it. There's a pool. There's a jacuzzi.
All right.
There's a school right across the street. So hope that doesn't give it away.
You had me at jacuzzi. You had me at jacuzzi.
It's so awesome. And the view is so beautiful. You can watch the sunset.
It's gorgeous. Nice.
Yeah, two bedroom, two bath.
Wow.
It's so nice. I love
it. Hold on. So Michael gets his own bathroom?
He does.
So when I come over, there's a boy's Deuce Bigelow.
It's a Spider-Man / Sonic the Hedgehog bathroom.
Let's go. I like to go in there and do that.
He's done all the decorating himself.
That's awesome.
It's fabulous.
That's cool.
Martha Stewart would just love it.
Oh, I'm sure bake a Sonic and Spider-Man some cookies.
And he's got one of those things in his room. It's this little Martian, and it puts the galaxy all over the bedroom.
Oh, nice.
It is so neat. I saw it on TikTok, but ordered it from Amazon to save money.
Oh, that's nice.
$20. Absolutely amazing. The best thing I've ever bought.
What about Karen the cat?
Oh, she loves it. Yeah? She watches the pigeons fly around in the trees,
At the pigeons?
Yeah. That's weird. Cats make that noise?
I don't, but do. Yeah, that's
like
weird.
It's like a hunting noise.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
And I have too many things, so I need to go through my kitchen. I love to cook, so I have all the gadgets and everything nowhere to put it.
We're aware of that, and so is your finger.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So that's where I've been, mostly taking care of Michael and not unpacking. So.
That's a bummer for Michael, though.
My apartment currently looks like an episode of Hoarders. Because everything's all stacked
just kind of stacked everywhere.
Yeah,
I've been there, which is why I haven't moved in like 18 years. Because I hate it. I hate moving.
I do too. You can never get anybody to help you either.
Well, I mean, you can, but you can't, and you kind of don't want people to help you move, but you do.
I do.
But you're like, I'm like, I don't want people to help, but I want you to help me get this stuff inside, and then now I just kind of need to go through it.
Yeah.
But I also kind of want some help doing that, but I don't. Like, I don't know where I want this stuff.
I want somebody to stay there while I go to work and put everything away.
Yeah.
And then take care of Michael.
And be okay with me complaining about where they put it.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll just move it to the right place.
Exactly.
Okay, what is this moving invention of yours?
Oh, check this out. So you were talking about how you've got all your stuff to put away, and you're like, you wish somebody would just come in, put your stuff away, and then you could come in and then like kind of deal with it.
But you know what? They also need to have a pile. Do you really need this? You need this.
Yeah.
And what is this?
Yep.
Piles.
Yep.
That's what I need.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a reality. And that's where, like, say you've got a moving company, right?
Yeah.
You've got the moving guys around here, right? They'll come in. What if it was like his wife, maybe his sister? Or something like, why I think this is a female's job? I don't know, but I just kind of do. Because I could see my wife doing this. Megan likes to clean. She likes doing those kinds of things. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I can envision her doing that. Where she would come in, you've got a whole house full of boxes. She just starts unboxing. Okay, obviously this is bedroom stuff. Obviously this is kitchen stuff. And she just starts putting it away and organizing your house for you. Putting it away. Do you like it that way? But it's going that way. And then you can kind of come in and put it how you want it.
Yeah.
But it's like 80-90% done. yeah. right? There might be a couple boxes where you write on there, don't unpack this one.
You know, yeah, you don't want to see what's in here.
You don't want to see what's on there. This is our stuff, you know, kind of thing. But for the most part, they're putting your jeans in your jeans drawer, maybe, but not touching your undies. They're putting, you know, stuff like that. Oh, hanging your clothes up, you know, whatever, right? Putting your kitchen all together, how they think it might go.
I'd be fine with wherever they put it.
Yes, exactly. And then you're like, oh, maybe you'd kind of learn some things like, oh, that's where the mixer goes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where the spoons go. Whatever, right?
Yep.
But that you would hire, just like a moving company puts the boxes in your house, then you got to deal with it. It's the secondary move. It's the people that come in and put the stuff away. That could be a legit, maybe it's out there.
Somebody please tell me if it is.
It's a legit, it could be a legit business. I mean, look. If you were moving and you're like, I ain't got time, but I do have $500. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't have $500.
I could come up with $500.
But I'm just saying, for $500, somebody put your stuff away and you're like, I don't have to touch it and I can just go do the things I've been doing my whole life. Yeah. Okay. Now we're talking.
You also need your aunt to come in and decorate for you and throw things out that are expired.
That's what we're talking. Yeah. They're hanging up your draperies or your whatever they do around your windows.
Yeah, speaking of that, you know what really ticks me off?
What?
I spent an hour measuring for my shower or my curtain rod.
Uh-huh.
And turns out the curtains are different sizes, so it looks crooked. Thanks, Target.
Yeah, it was Target's fault.
Bounced from the Roadhouse is hosted by Amy Rose and Brandon Jones. Produced by Mark Houston. Engineered by Chris Jacquez. Audio and video mastered by Russ Haddon. If you liked what you heard, please rate it 5 stars and leave a comment.